بچه ها، درس امروزمون در مورد اوقات فراغت هست. اوقات فراغت یعنی چی؟ یعنی وقت آزاد، درسته؟
My name is Zeno. I come from Northern Italy. My two parents, they're both teachers. And I have two sisters who graduated in medicine, also from the University of Verona.
چرا کارشان را خیلی زود شروع کردند؟
I started traveling while I was still pretty young because my dad, although he was a teacher, he worked abroad. So I lived. I spent a few years in England.
زینو، شما تو اوقات فراغتتون چی کار میکنی؟
من با دوستم صحبت میکنم و به بازار میروم. به سینما میروم.
درس میخونی؟
درس میخونم. کتاب میخونم.
من به هر دو نفر یک بخش رو میدم، با هم کار میکنید، یک نفر این بخش رو میخونه و نفر دوم به سوالات بقیه جواب میده. از این قسمت اولش شروع کن تا اونجا که بهت گفتم، اون بخش رو که مشخص کردم بخون.
اوقات فراغت در سالهای گذشته شکل دیگری داشت، چون تقریبا همه در خانواده ها کار میکردن و کسی وقت اضافی و آزاد هم به معنی امروز نداشت.
حالا اگر سوال دارید بپرسین، دوستانتون جواب بدن.
معنی یعنی چی؟ من نمیدونم.
به معنی یعنی چی؟
نمیدونم.
نوشتن؟ نه.
آره خب بگو به معنی.
آره نوشتن من از بعد آه نه 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 میدونم. یعنی meaning
تو انگلیسی
sense.
به معنی امروزی. یعنی مثل امروز دیگه. یعنی مثل امروز نبوده. این تمرین رو انجام داده تا به باف هم و به کمک شماها اینو انجام بدیم. کی داشت میخوند؟ یه بار رضا بگو شماره 3.
پدر بزرگم خیلی پیر شده است.
My name is Teresa from Freiburg, which is a city in the south of Germany. I'm 22 years old.
بله، تکیه یا تکیه میدهد. درسته. تکیه دادن مثل اینکه من الان به اینجا تکیه میدم. درسته؟
And I've always really liked to travel. When I was 6 years old, my parents went to the USA for a year, and when I was 15, I went to Egypt to do like a student exchange. Traveled a lot of countries in Europe. In Asia, I've only been so far to like the Asian part of Turkey. To Iran and to Uzbekistan.
نمی‌شناسم اما هر روز از پنجره آشپزخانه او را در آشپزخانه و حیات خانه اش می‌بینم.
خب ترزا می‌بینم چه زمانیه؟ جنسش چیه؟
چه زمان؟
چه زمانیه؟
زمان حال.
آفرین، حال. خب مصدرش چی میشه؟ اینفینیتیو.
از نمیشناسم شناختن؟
نه نه نه، از میبینم مسترش چیه؟
دیدن.
ببینین که این ضمیر درباره کی یا چی صحبت میکنه که بتونین متن رو بهتر بفهمین. در امتحان میان ترم و پایان ترم هم این مدل تمرین ها رو داریم.
How's this park? I like it.
Yes, yeah, just Lale Park. Tuna Park.
I think I haven't been here. Yeah, it's my first time.
I went here a few days ago. Very nice. I like that of Tehran, all the nice parks.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one is not this one though, right?
I don't know which the biggest one
is. I think it's Parque Melas.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
I always have a lot of respect for people who can walk on a line like that.
It looks very great. Difficult.
Yeah.
I think this
is
guy
a very
is
long one. This is a short one. We can. Salam.
Salam.
Khastala bashit.
شرکار میکنید
کامی فارسی صحبت میکنم
تصمیم میبندیم سلک لاین
شما انگلیزی بلد
I tried one time
yeah I can speak but not fluent
oh I see
no problem
I think you have to speak Farsi yeah
oh, okay.
no English yes English we practice a little bit Farsi
okay 160 meters
six
Wow. 160
meters.
Wow.
The new record of the world in line.
Wow.
And the high line,
yeah.
457.
This one is pretty
457 meters high.
No, no. 450 meters in line.
Yeah.
And 500 in the...
Wow.
In, wow. That's very high.
And I'm scared to do this one.
Yeah,
yeah, I never tried, actually. Do you come here every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Most of the time we come here,
That's
sometimes
commitment.
We gather together for that 140 meter, which is actually our project right
140
now.
140 meters, though.
Yeah. Is it a popular sport in Iran?
To be honest, no, but it's growing, you know.
Oh,
Most of
I
the
see.
People know about it nowadays, but to be honest, we are not more than 70 or 80.
Like in Tehran?
No, the whole country.
Oh, wow. The club. But you look all professional.
We have some other good teams.
Yeah.
In
Do you
Iraq.
Have like competitions between?
Competitions, no, but friendly gatherings. We
oh,
have.
I see.
Once in a while, we gather here or in Iraq. I know some places that we can highline.
So you just pull it now?
If you want, you should try the smaller one.
Oh.
Are you gonna try?
Maybe I will give it a try.
Fun.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, I'll let you try first, because...
Okay, that's true.
Fortunately, I met this Iranian professor who's taught at my university, and he encouraged me to... He's the one who actually suggested I came to the Kodas. So I looked into it, and I decided to come after my graduation. And in fact, when I told my friends I'm going to Iran, they're like, why are you going there? It's near Iraq, it's near Afghanistan, it's not going to be safe. But when I came here, I realized that it's actually more similar to what we have in Europe than any other country in the Middle East.
How it's done is that the line itself is just trying to move sideways.
Yes.
To stop it. You should just
Make
put some
foot.
Force from your foot on the line. Is it right?
Okay, yeah, well.
Give me your bag.
Yes. So I can keep my shoes on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep your hands like that.
Yeah. Oh. And now.
I think it's easier if you put your left foot behind.
Wow.
So, by the time you put your foot, actually your chest weight, your upper body weight is staying on the foot like your back.
Oh, but it should be the first.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what about your hands? They move in opposite direction of your... What do you do with your hands?
Oh, the hands, actually, the hands are the doing what that high wire guy has that stick.
Oh, it's with the stick.
Yeah,
see,
it's for the balance.
Okay, I'll give it one more try then. It's addicting.
Yeah.
That's it. Almost. Oh, great.
Thank
you. Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Have you been in a shopping center like this before since you're in Tehran?
Yeah, I've been to one like pretty much up north, but I still need to get a lot of stuff. I get some like munchies and... Thanks for that.
Yeah, it's true. It's different here. I also need to look for a lot of different things than we need in Europe.
And I've only been here for 3 weeks, so I've only seen Tehran and Ramsar. And I went to Isfahan the last weekend, which I thought was really beautiful because a lot of old buildings, and they have, you feel like you're inside of history, but inside of different times, because you have the like pre-Islamic time, and you have Islamic architecture and art, and you have Christian architecture and art, and that was really fascinating for me, that they have so many different cultures and religions all in one place.
No, we could get some jewelry. I think it's a good gift to bring home.
Yeah, it's true. I think you could find something for my sister, maybe.
Salam.
Salam.
Merci.
این خیلی خوشنده.
مرسی.
این سنگ عقیق سنگ ایرانیه.
خب.
بعد سنگش
از کجا؟
جون برای ایرانه.
آره. سنگ جنوب ایران. یا شمال؟
برای جنوب ایران.
آه
باشه. و اون سنگش هم انرژی مثبت بهتون میده. بله.
خیلی خوبه.
ما دستتون باید بهت میپسندید. اینا سنگ های فیروزه، سنگ های ایرانیه.
یه قشنگه.
سنگ های فیروزه خراسان میاد، شرق کشور ایران هست. خراسان رفتید شما تا حالا؟
نه، هنوز نه، ولی میخوام اینجا برم.
جای جاذبه های زیادی داره تو
آره؟
خراسان.
من فقط به جنوب ایران بودم، ولی شمال خیلی کم مسافرت رفتم.
Are you going to visit other cities besides Tehran?
Yes, yes. I'm going to visit some of my friends outside Tehran. So,
which city would that be?
Yes, one living in a small village, 300 kilometers west of Tehran, and Shiraz, Isfahan, probably. Mm-hmm.
Like during the weekends?
Yeah, Shiraz probably at the end of my stay because it's quite far away.
Yeah. When I went to Shiraz, I took a plane.
Yeah.
I traveled during night.
Okay,
and,
mostly.
It was worth it, though.
Travel by bus. In the weekends, you're planning to have some trips.
Yeah, I really wanted to go to Mashhad, you know, northeastern Iran, but it's quite far away. Maybe next weekend or actually 2 weekends from now. And if you would like to join, like.
Maybe you can go by train. I believe. Yeah. I would like to go there.
The thing is that there are also like many villages near Mashhad.
Yeah.
Well, in Mashhad you have the Imam Reza Shrine, which is like huge. It's very big. What about you?
I think I have some homework for tomorrow, and you are in a higher class than I am. So maybe you can give me a little bit help. The other way around, definitely not possible.
I think that's also possible, but...
No, I'm sure not. Let me see what I have to do.
Yeah, I'd like a text.
Not too much homework. Only a text? Tabaghe?
Tabaghe? It's like floor.
Floor.
Okay. Well, when you're in the elevator in our in Velenjak, you hear tabaghe oval.
Oh,
tabaghe oval.
Yashda, for us. Yashda warm.
Do you have an objective? Like, why are you learning Farsi specifically, apart from like the fact that it's a nice language?
Just because I love Iran. A few years back, in 2012, I came for the first time to Iran. I was making a bike trip from the Netherlands to Nepal, and then I decided to come to Iran, and I really fell in love with the country. It's such a amazing, friendly people, hospitable. It's amazing. So, and then I came back a few times, and then I got frustrated that I could not understand the people. So then I really wanted to learn the language.
People in Germany often don't have any idea about Iran, and so they usually think either it's an Arabic country. A lot of people ask me beforehand, like, isn't it dangerous? Isn't it a war zone right now? And that's because they confuse it with Iraq or with Afghanistan or with countries around. Is that Tehran is very modern. It has, it's like every modern mega city in the world. Until now, I haven't experienced that here. Like, I felt very safe.
especially in public transport, in buses, for example, like nothing ever happens. Also because like they segregate the genders. And when people try like to talk to me, it's just because of curiosity. They want to know where I'm from, what I'm doing here, but they don't want to sell me anything. They don't. It's not like other, like European big cities where people just like ignore each other and everybody stays for themselves. I feel like people are just more open, communicate more.
I was thinking about getting some pomegranate juice. I'm quite thirsty.
Oh, yes, sure. Salam.
Salam.
دو تا آب انار میخوام. ببخشید.
ترش.
ترش؟
بله. So how was your first day like in Iran? Because when I got here, it was quite confusing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here before, but still arrived in the middle of the night. And yeah, a friend picked me up, and such a long drive to the city, actually, mm-hmm. right? The airport is quite far away, and probably first thing I did was just to lie down and get some sleep after, yeah, I don't know, couple of hours I had to get up again because I needed to register myself in the institute, language institute, which was quite confusing. I mean, there are so many different offices and you would never know which one to go first and if it makes any difference where you go first and what all you have to do. Today I found out I didn't organize my visa extension, so I had to do it today, so it was quite confusing. What about you?
Yeah, like, well, it's hard to say, but like what surprised me most definitely is I expected it to be quite different because really big cities and like, you know, especially in Eastern countries. And I thought that Tehran is like surprisingly, I don't know, like clean and modern.
Yeah, it's still so warm there.
Nice to have some ash.
Yeah, I think this type is called ashrashte. You know, there are also different kinds of ash. Yeah. And my favorite is ashdog. And then there is alim, the white one. Did you try it?
No, I don't know that one. I've never tried. I like this one. Because this one has no meat in it. So for me as vegetarian, it's good.
So what, being a vegetarian, what's your favorite Iranian dish?
You know, I cannot remember everything so well, but and also because I don't eat meat, I cannot eat all the traditional
meals.
So, but I, yeah, probably it was kaskabad in June too, something like that, or korma sabzi.
So if I had to introduce, describe this country to someone who has never been here, I would, first of all, I would start saying that it's very different from what we hear in the news in the West, because we often hear negative things, and but the reality here is quite different. It's a beautiful country, and the people are so nice, especially to foreigners, and it seems like they're so nice to show that in reality the country is totally different from what we hear in the news.
Well, it's good that at the dormitory, you know, I have my own kitchen,
yes.
So you know, I can cook my own food and cook whatever I like, and it's quite comfortable that way, but I prefer the Iranian one. Did you finish your ash?
Oh, almost. It's very tasty.
Yeah, keeps you warm.
This one is nice, isn't it? I think it's the movement is really nicely shown.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, it kind of reminds me of Sufis, like dervishes, and you know, more like the Maghreb countries when they're spinning around, and like especially the lines over there, they really nicely show the movement, they show the spinning movement.
has great colors too.
Yes, definitely. And also the bending of the bodies, it shows that it's moving. Mm.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Maybe that's the same artist, isn't it? Like the, or at least a bit of the same style.
Yeah, it's also abstract, like kind of modern. Yeah. I think especially I really like the way, I don't know, it's like a little cubistic shapes, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like yeah, it has, true. Yeah, it's nice. It has kind of like a, I don't know, religious symbol. The, it could be Adam with the apple. I'm not sure, but it looks a little bit like that.
And somehow it also reminds me of Greek statues, you know, like yeah. The face and the hair.
I think I like this one the most, actually. It has, I don't know, like the other ones, as we said before, were quite familiar, quite Western, very European. I think this has like a very, I don't know, folkloristic touch.
Yeah, true.
Has a very oriental or exotic touch.
Yeah, exotic, I think that's a good word. And I think also the colors are quite like strong and it makes it alive, kind of.
Also like the headdress, it's very traditional. I think it could be Kurdish.
Yeah, and the jewelry is very nice.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Yeah. And it looks great.
Yeah. Looks quite real, I think.
Yeah, especially, I don't know if you can see, but like the gold looks like it's coming out of the picture.
Yeah,
like you could actually take the rain.
It's true.
I think this one pretty much, it could be the same painter again, or at least it's the same.
And this one could be traditional too, right? Maybe.
Yeah, I think I always felt like if you're learning a new language, it opens a lot of doors, because if I just travel a country, but I don't know the language, I can like maybe speak English with some people, but not everybody's fluent in English. And then also it kind of excludes you from the conversations people have, that other, like people from other countries or other cultures are not enemies or very different, that we're all humans. And in the end, we all want the same things and we all have the same dreams, because in the end, we're all the same. And I like hope to achieve that by educating myself and with that, like maybe educating others too.
It has actually something in the background, yeah.
I think maybe we should sit down.
Yes, sure.
Go ahead. So how did you like it so far?
Yeah, I think it's very nice. It has a lot of different paintings and a lot of different styles also.
But I mean, you've been to Iran before, right? So, because, I don't know, like, as I said, I was feeling quite inspired to travel more, so maybe you could recommend some places for me.
Yeah, I mean, I probably also only have been to the famous places, but I probably like them all. For example, Yazd, you can see a lot of places like we've seen on the picture with these buildings and these towers to catch the air. The south is also very great, the Persian Gulf, and I've been to this little island, Hormuz, which is was very nice. There's not a lot of buildings, but it has really crazy mountains and rocks in all kind of colors, like white, red, yellow, even kind of bluish. So it was really amazing to be there. Also, Isfahan, of course, is really great with the big mosque.